Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have Keith Nitre from the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society and Andy Szabo from the Alaska Whale Foundation here to talk about an upcoming pub talk.
Good morning, Erin. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you two gentlemen doing?
You made it here with all the snow.
Yes. Oh, it was a little touch and go.
Yes.
Keith and I were both saying of, it's like with all this snow, how are we going to know which one's herring snow and which is just the
endless herring?
And yeah, endless herring that's going to be happening. Oh my goodness, because it is that time of year.
Yes.
And that is actually one of the things that will be talked about at this upcoming pub talk. So this is the pub talk has been happening now a couple times.
Yes, you know, with the Alaska Whale Foundation, this will be our third year doing this. So it's become an annual event when they come up here in the spring. And who doesn't like to learn about whales in this area, you know?
And pubs.
And these guys are so knowledgeable. It's always great to have them. And we'd like to have a pub talk. It's informal. It'll be held at the Harbor Mountain Brewery on the 25th, a week from today, from 7 to 8:30 or so. And it's just amazing what these guys come up with, you know, the footage that they have, the information that they have, the history that they've shared with us. And so it's just been a really good relationship. And it's also kind of a mini fundraiser for the Maritime Heritage Society.
Yeah, perfect. And like we're saying, who doesn't love herring and pups?
Exactly.
And beer. It's a perfect thing to bring together. And with herring season of, I mean, if we'll be able to see them in all the snow, this is the time of year for the fishermen getting ready to head out to catch herring, everyone else heading out with their jigging for herring to get their bait freezers ready, and the whales coming up to get nice and fat. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're going to be talking about is the mix between all three.
Yeah. Every year that we come up here and do this talk, we'd like to give an update of what we've seen in the past year, give an update of what we're going to be doing in the coming year, and certainly we'll do that as well. A lot of our focus right now is on gray whales, actually, and the interaction between gray whales and herring. But we've been working over the last couple years to really publish a number of results from our bubble net foraging studies that we've been doing for the last 30-plus years. And we thought it'd be very fun to sort of tell that story here in Sitka because the humpback whales are out there bubble netting alongside the commercial fishermen. And there's a lot of parallels between those two groups of herring foragers. I mean, they're using nets. They're changing up their nets depending on what they're fishing for. If a whale's bubble netting on herring, they're going to use a big net. If they're bubble netting on krill, they use a small net, like a fisherman shifting over to like dog salmon or something like that.
That is fascinating to hear. Like, thinking like we have different net sizes, different bubble sizes for depending on what you're going for.
Yeah. 100%.
So you said this is up like 30 plus years of observations that have been culminating into recently published papers. Mm-hmm. Is what you're saying before?
Yeah. So Dr. Fred Sharp, who we were talking about earlier, he started looking at these bubble netting whales, I think it was 1992 as part of his PhD. He was formerly doing that. And so we've carried that forward for the last 35 years. But in the last 5 years or so, we've had all these tools and techniques that we could use that shed a lot of new light onto the whales, including suction cup tags that have cameras on them. So you can pop a tag on the back of a whale. It doesn't even know it's there. Swims off. You get a whale eye view of what's going on. And of course, we've been using a lot of drones and seeing that bird's eye perspective.
Cool footage.
It's incredible footage. And it's just kind of blown our minds. Like we're seeing this behavior in ways we never had before. So that's kind of the story we'd like to tell.
Right. That's awesome. So being able to shed light on like, guys, this is some cool stuff that we've learned. And you were also saying that actually maybe sharing some of that cool video.
Oh, 100%. Tag video, drone video.
Excellent.
I mean, again, I think many people in Sitka, if not almost everybody, has seen bubble net foraging whales out there because you can look out from Sandy Beach and see it. Things like that. And we had been doing the same, watching it for so many years. But it's just kind of this big pile of whales, right? Mm-hmm. This big scramble
I've
of animals.
I've never seen it from on their back.
No. And then once you see what they're doing, you're like, oh, this is not a big pile of disorganized whales at all. This is a highly choreographed, coordinated behavior where they're divvying up the roles. They're acting like teams. So it's pretty cool.
So with this pub talk, this is... It's happening at Harbor Mountain Brewery, which has been a fun hangout spot for years now. And it's going to be in that same atmosphere. This is not going to be a formalized talk.
Not at all.
This is going to be pretty
not at all. I like to say there will be science, but it's not a science talk.
Okay.
And it will be.
I think you said there will be time for people who are in attendance to share some of their stories about what they've seen or what they witnessed over the years.
Yeah, arguably, for me, the best part of these talks has been actually getting that feedback from the guests in the room, from the audience. So we do look forward to doing that for sure.
Excellent. Yeah, because, I mean, you guys have the fancy tools. You're out there with trained eyes. But when you just have the sheer volume of people we have in Sitka who are out on the water, that's a lot of eyeballs making a lot of observations. And who knows, of you hearing that, oh, that, you know, that one odd thing I saw might be, who knows if that's going to be some aha moment for you guys.
Yep.
If not, it's just real cool.
Yes. Collectively, there's a lot more eyes out there.
Not our eyes. Ears.
Yes, exactly.
Excellent. So that is coming up next Wednesday,
On the 25th, yes.
25th, excellent.
On the 25th from, I guess doors will open around 6:30 at Harbor Mountain Brewery.
Excellent. And it's just hang out until...
Right. And there will be food available this year. The kitchen will be open for us.
Excellent. So there's no registration. There's
no
anything like that.
Nope. It's open to the public. It's free to the public. It's just a cool time to hang out, maybe have a beer or a cider, you know, and learn about what's going on with the Alaska Whale Foundation.
Excellent. And so for this is obviously in partnership with you guys, the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society. What's a little update with the Heritage Society? What
are
you guys up to?
You know, every year we get closer and closer to opening our Marine Heritage Center. You know, this past year we got our sprinkler system put in to meet city codes. We're almost done with the inside and outside of the building. It's really getting close. Of course, the marine ways is still the big elephant in the boathouse. You know, that's like a $2.5 million project. That's not going to be done for a while, but everything else is really coming to shape, the yard, all that stuff. And we're still doing one of our summer projects is we're creating a new video this year, taking some of Matt Donahoe's photographic slides and digitizing them and preserving them and creating a video out of that. We still have one grant to finish off on construction. The other thing that we're doing is we're expanding our historical walking tours as an earned income for the thing. And we're actually looking to hire someone to manage that program this year. And if anyone's interested in a nice seasonal job to manage it, we're also looking for walking tour guides as well. So we're actually beginning to hire people, which is kind of nice, other than me just be the sole employee.
You're not going to manage and give tours and do all the grant writing?
So much I can do,
okay.
Yes. I wish I could. And we're also looking for someone to manage that the grant that will be digitizing Matt Donahoe's slides. So we have two positions open. And if anyone's interested, they can call us or email us or go to our website, sickamaritime.org.
Excellent. All right, and probably there's going to be folks from Sitka Maritime at the talk with Andy next week. So you can always bend an ear there to hear more. With folks wanting to learn or maybe want to delve deeper into the really nitty gritty science of what you'll be talking about next Wednesday, the 25th, where can folks find more information about the work you're doing at Alaska Whale Foundation?
Yeah, certainly our website's a good place to start, www.alaskawhalefoundation.org. We just published our 2025 Sitka Sound Research Report up there so people can see what we found last year. We put our annual reports up there, and some of the publications I'm talking about are there as well.
Awesome. So you guys you're just kind of starting your season, even in this snow?
Yes, despite this, we are trying to
get your boats in the water.
We got to get the boats in the water, but yes, 100%.
Step one.
Yesterday was supposed to be our first day, so we're just waiting now to get out there.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. So I guess the whales are coming back. Mm-hmm. So what does that first part of your season look like?
So the idea is every week we go out and we take two boats and we do line transect surveys and we survey the entire shoreline of Sitka Sound. It takes 1 to 2 days, depending on how much we're doing. And that's just to find where the whales are. And then we go back and we fly drones over them to measure their body volume, to see how much fat they're putting on. We put tags on them to see what they're eating. Turns out these gray whales are all eating herring eggs. We're doing photo ID so we can recognize individuals and track how many are coming in and when they're coming in and then when they're leaving again, trying to figure out who the whales are. We don't know if they belong to the general eastern North Pacific gray whales that go up to the Bering Sea in the summertime, or if they're what's called the Pacific Coast feeding group of whales that have these little pockets of foraging areas throughout the Pacific Northwest. So A lot of different things like that. We just got to get out there, though.
Cool. Well, goodness, I know we've got snow for the next little while,
yeah.
But good luck.
Yeah,
stay warm.
You.
We got hopefully you got good thick Mustang suits to keep you cozy out there. But
yes.
I mean, you're scientists. You are no stranger to field
They're
work.
Tough,
but
tough.
Yeah, tough cookies and. God, it's cool. It's cool work.
And
so
I,
that really helps.
And I would be remiss if I didn't say it's technically not me going out there in the cold.
Oh, right.
We have a PhD student, Leah
yeah.
McPherson. We have a postdoc, Alex Burslem. And then we have six interns, young interns, who have come up to help the team. So we have a team of eight. Two boats. I'll go out on the good weather days.
Yeah. Supervise.
Yeah.
You've paid your dues.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
Yeah. They need to build some character.
Right.
They'll be in your shoes one day.
Yeah.
Well, excellent. Well, thank you both for coming in this morning. So we have the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society and Alaska Whale Foundation having a pub talk next week, March 25th at Harbor Mountain Brewery, starting at about 6:30 until close, talking about the interactions between foraging with herring, humans, and whales. They have a lot in common. Thank you, Keith Nitre and Andy Szabo.
Thanks, Aaron.